Anything interesting happened last night?
Anything Wilson Contreras
interesting in the baseball game?
Is a baby.
Well, I appreciate you censoring it for the show.
He got hit.
It's his fault he got hit.
Why?
Oh, here we go.
If he doesn't start swinging at the pitch, he doesn't get hit last night. If he was more disciplined at the plate, he doesn't get hit.
So you think this is all Wilson Contreras' fault?
Nope. He didn't break any rules.
He did swing later.
At what he thought was a strike in it. That's happened to me.
Yeah.
The umpire didn't believe me, and it actually took the skin off my hand, and
again,
I showed him. He said,
"There's no intent there. There's a pitch inside. You kind of you think it might be a strike. You start your swing. You get hit. You take your base. It's no big deal."
But Gabe, he's been hit in the head.
Give you this: the last game they played at Wrigley.
Yep, they were at Wrigley,
not Comiskey.
Peralta,
when he threw up high and in tight, there was no intent there, right? And he kind of knew that. He started to be a little baby, and he's like, no, I'm sorry.
You're talking about Contreras last week.
When he got hit by Williams.
Okay, no, when he didn't get hit. Remember he threw that little fit when Peralta threw him high and tight, and there was
chirping. That's because he had already been hit, right?
Yeah. So the three times he got hit. He got hit last week up at in the helmet by Devin Williams, who has shown that he's not ready. He's had some control issues because Devin Williams missed a good chunk of spring training, which is why the Brewers have taken him out of high leverage situations for the time being. They want him to get more ready. Then he was hit the following game, was hit in the shoulders, kind of turned into it again. No big deal. No intent. You're wearing an elbow pad. Take your base. And then yesterday, checking his swing, he got hit in the hand. No intent, right? No intent.
Anywhere. No intent. Yeah, I agree.
The Cubs decide to, because you don't throw behind someone, and then Wilson Contreras admitted after the game, you don't throw behind someone accidentally. Not at this level. I've played in hundreds of baseball games at a significantly lower level than what's going on. I've never seen someone throw a ball behind someone. Ever.
I didn't have a problem with it.
Well, and it's interesting because Wilson Contreras, after the game, as he was doing his post-game interview, I believe, with Marquis, actually admitted that they were throwing at Woody. Go ahead, Ash.
I didn't know about it. That caught me off guard for sure. I think the bullpen saw when I got hit again. But I was trying just to calm Woodruff down. I didn't want to fight or anything like that. But I told him, like, I was that probably was a mistake of us, like, trying to hit the pitcher. I think he's the right guy to do it. So I think if we wanna hit somebody, it had to be a position player.
I got hit, so you have to get hit.
Well, he was saying, but we made a mistake by throwing at the pitcher.
Well, it doesn't matter. No, you shouldn't have to throw at anyone. None of this is intentional. Can you imagine? And football, Chewy. Can you imagine? Devonta Adams. I don't want to play against jam coverage. That might actually be something that works against me. I don't want it. Like, nothing has happened here that is wrong.
Do you really believe in your heart of hearts, all the way down to your feet, that it's not intentional?
Yes.
Really? You don't think that the Brewers are ever throwing?
No, they're throwing inside.
They're throwing inside.
Absolutely. But
they're not throwing at him.
Okay.
First of all, Wilson Contreras, you're hitting what? 203 this year? Hit 226 last year. The narcissism behind you think you're good enough to be thrown at is cute. It's adorable. It really is. But they're not intentionally throwing at
you. But he did get hit 14 times last year in a 52-game season.
That's his problem then.
No.
Anthony Rizzo argument. He does the same thing.
So somebody has to lead the league in hit by pitches every year. Happened. You know who it happened to a lot when he was here? I think he even led the league in one year. Ricky Weeks got hit all the time. All the time. But guess what happens when you stand on top of the plate? Every once in a while, you're going to get hit.
So that's what I would say. Like, from a strategy standpoint, isn't crowding the plate a good strategy? You're at least taking away that corner of the plate
because
they're either going
to
hit you, and hopefully you're forcing them to throw into your hot zone,
See,
right?
Look, this is the closest I can do in football. Denver, I remember their O-line coach, who's a very good O-line coach, but his tactics were very dirty, right? And there's a rule of thumb in the NFL where you don't cut a defensive lineman a gap and a half removed.
Sure.
Denver would do it, right? Mm-hmm. So the D-line would come to us and say, will you please start cutting their players? Sure. Yep, got your back.
Mm-hmm.
Cut him. They didn't like it. You know what we'd say? They'd say, stop cutting us. We'd say, tell your linemen to stop doing the same, and we'll stop cutting
but
you.
But what the Brewers
so
are doing...
That's why I don't have a problem but, with but what no, the Cubs are doing.
Here's the issue, though. Like, what the Brewers are doing isn't dirty. Like, if just because you get hit doesn't mean that's a dirty thing. Like, again, that's like... it's the difference between getting hit hard over the middle and what Ray Mauluga did to Antonio Brown. Like, that's the difference, right? Like, sometimes, you know, if you go over the middle, you're going to get hit. But sometimes, some guys go high... And that's
are you saying that he should recognize that because he crowds the plate, he's going to get hit? That's
yes!
a byproduct of how you chose to play the game.
Yes.
And therefore, you cannot say that it's the other team's fault. You can't say it's being done intentionally when you're putting yourself in a position.
And, by the way, Wilson Contreras also doesn't think the Brewers are throwing at him.
Well, let me...
He said so himself.
Let me ask you this. Would a batter rather have... If they are going to throw inside,
yep.
would the batter rather have it low than high? Because they can certainly do that.
Of course they would. They don't want it near their head.
They yes. don't. You don't. But they don't want it low either. You don't want it in your leg.
You want it
you
in
want
the butt
torso.
Cheek.
Yeah. Butt cheek is ideal. But also,
that's why you wear the elbow pad.
You have the elbow pad. So you usually the arm, kind of the arm upper back is.
That's where
the,
you would want it.
That's
why
the
wouldn't
sweet
you
spot.
Want it in your like your rear end?
That's what that's what you said. You want your butt.
Butt is one.
Well, then throw it there. Well, then throw it there if you want to brush him back. And I could give two craps about the Cubs. I'm just saying what's fair is fair.
They're not looking to brush him back. Like, if you're standing on top of the plate, a great way to attack that is to throw the inside corner. And you're trying to get at the inside corner because that's going to jam you up. You're not going to be able to get your hands in a certain spot. But guess what? Sometimes you miss, and if you're standing on top of the plate, when we're talking about, you know, 6 inches, the difference between a strike and getting hit by a pitch, you might get hit from time to time.
Let's hear Wilson Contreras in his own words. This is the last week after the first time that he got hit. This is the last week after little brouhaha. This is Wilson Contreras, courtesy of NBC Sports Chicago.
Getting hit more than anybody in the game, I think. It's really frustrating. I'm not blaming anybody. But what frustrates me the most is that if you have a guy that can't go in or can't pitch in, why you keep calling the same pitch and try to get somebody hurt?
Not blaming anybody. There you
not
go.
Blaming anybody, but then he says you could get somebody hurt.
But he also acknowledges because he is crowding the play, he's like, yeah, if you're going to have somebody pitch in, just, you know, have somebody with more control. That's literally what he said.
Okay, I want to know who makes the call then. Who makes the call to throw behind Woody last night?
So he,
yeah, how does that work?
Contreras, in his quote, said that the relief pitcher decided to do it himself.
Okay,
I like
so,
that.
Okay, so, but that's where I go back to,
so what,
I've
so
never
again,
been in the camp of, I've never been in the camp of equaling the score when it comes to throwing a guy's head. I just think it's too reckless, I think it's too dangerous, and I'm not saying that they threw at his head, we know he threw behind him, but just throwing at guys in general. I think the risk outweighs the reward. So what, now you're like, ha, we're even. Cool. Like, you, if that pitch gets loose, if that pitch gets away, you could really hurt somebody.
That's what I'm saying. Like, and I said this last week, I'm going to rant about it all day today. Like, baseball is full. Wilson Contreras is just being a fake tough guy here. The pitcher, I forget the guy's name, who threw behind Brandon Woodruff, fake tough guy. Like, yeah, oh, real cool. You've got a baseball. You're going to throw it behind this guy. Like, who cares, man? Like, Contreras, you don't think they're throwing at you on purpose? Yeah, it sucks that you got hit in the helmet last week. Like, I admit that that's a little dangerous. The Brewers have admitted that guy's lost a little bit of control. They're not putting him in these high-leverage situations anymore.
But as a teammate, and we did this in football, as a teammate, if someone... we perceived is a dirty, even though it's legal, it's, there's like,
but
you know,
okay,
you
no,
talk
you keep,
about unwritten
you're
rules.
Saying you have to settle the score.
I will go to the player and say, don't worry, I got him.
But you,
I got him.
But again, like, you keep
him.
Using the word dirty. There is no intent. There's no dirtiness here.
But he's
like,
saying it is intentional. He's saying it is intentional.
It's not.
Yeah, but Gabe, it's not illegal to cut someone a gap and a half over.
I know,
but
that's
they still
dirty.
Do it.
But nobody has been throwing at Wilson Contreras. Like, sometimes you get hit. Like, that's part of what baseball is. Every once in a while, if getting hit by a baseball wasn't a part of the game, they wouldn't have a rule of, you get hit, you take your base.
Well, he's been hit. He got hit in the head. He got brushed back. Even though the intent might not be to hit him in the head, the intent is to brush him back.
Well, yeah, because you got to throw inside, man. If you're going to stand in the inside corner, that's like saying, oh, well, I mean, they had, you know, they crowded the box with eight, so we decided to throw the ball.
I know, but if you're a teammate of his, I'd be like, all right, I've had enough of this. I'm going to take it into my own hands.
Well, and that's what the guy, the reliever, did, apparently.
And that's the
I
guy
don't
who's
have
dirty.
A problem with it.
Well, no,
I don't have a problem with it at all. Because he threw the ball low. The ball was low. The ball was not high.
But he threw behind him. Made it very obvious that there was intent. Made it very obvious that there was intent.
I do like the fact, though, that after the game, Brandon Woodruff essentially diffused it, right, guys? Like, he was like, okay, like, he said, my parents raised me right. See, that's the problem is, I wish it was diffused, because now it's going to roll into today's game.
Oh, it's going to turn into a fight.
It's going to roll, these two teams play 14 more times. Like, how?
Yeah.
Like, but at
some
point, somebody has to shut it down.
Here's the thing. It's going to evolve into a baseball fight.
I love it.
Guys are going to start yelling.
This is what you want with your rival.
No, but like, no? It's the fakest of tough guy crap. Like, someone's going to yell, then someone's going to push, and then the benches are going to clear, and guys are going to run out of the bullpen, and nothing's actually going to happen.
No.